Hello and welcome to this week's You May or May Not Like It. This is going to be DC Rebirth week 6 and 7 because we've neglected a little bit. So we're doing 2 weeks in one, but we are only going to mainly talk about all the number ones. That was 3 for week 6 and 3 for week 7. That being Nightwing number 1, Hal Jordan's Green Lanterns, New Superman, and then week 7 was Batgirl, Birds of Prey, Justice League, and Hellblazer. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX, and I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. Or you can find us on Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. Or you can find us on Friendster at Friendster. Oh, wait, that's not a thing anymore. Let me unmute you so you can be part of this program.
Yay! He's in it.
Very Kevin Hartish.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we were just talking about Central Intelligence, so hey.
Yay.
So yeah, I think starting off, we're gonna go straight to Nightwing Rebirth. This one.
Highly anticipated.
Did you take your notes?
A couple.
Okay. So this one, it opens up with Dick Grayson and Damian together in like an arcade, and they're just kind of discussing their relationships and their histories of their families. And, you know, Dick Grayson's trying to be like the good older brother or whatever, and Damian just keeps kind of ribbing him, saying, "Hey, dork. Hey, you're a nerd. Hey, you're an idiot.
Dad, don't let me play games."
Right, yeah. Dad being Batman.
Right.
What?
Kind of a big deal.
I feel like this one, if you know nothing about Nightwing, it does a fairly decent job of wrapping it all up and talking about how he was brought in by Batman when his parents were killed, and then he became Robin, then he became Nightwing, then he became this, then he went to this, then he left, then he was Batman for a while.
Yeah, this is kind of a good...
It's an overview.
Yeah, it's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Where some of these ones have been kind of like, "Hey, remember me? Doing it." And now I'm like, "No, I don't remember you at all." But this one actually really does get you into it. And like I said, it was pretty anticipated because of the fact that he hasn't had his own book in forever and kind of a fan favorite. So kind of a big deal. And I don't think it disappointed.
Now, the worst part for me was they referenced, it seemed like a lot, they referenced The Court of Owls, which I know is one of Brian's favorite Batman stories. I'm not that familiar with it.
I am new, not at all.
Well, we did watch an animated Batman movie.
Which one?
I don't remember, but it did I shouldn't say it featured, but it had The Court of Owls in it.
I don't want to be a hater or a procrastinator.
What?
I'm trying to think of other things.
Trying to like rap right now?
Anyways, no, but there's a bunch of those animated series that I actually have like queued up. I just haven't turned them on. Mm. Womp womp.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of them actually. And I can't remember the name of that one.
Ooh, what are we going to see Monday?
We're going to see The Killing Joke. 10 o'clock at night on a Monday.
Not happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take a nap.
I'm going to have to
I mean, they couldn't give us a 7? I mean, really?
There were two. There was 8 and 10. By the time I even got the email, 8 o'clock was sold out. But that is what it is. Back to Nightwing. Like I said, it kind of wraps up, gives you a fairly decent synopsis of the history of Nightwing. And then at the end, it's basically like, he just got, what was the name of that spy thing?
Spiral.
Spiral.
So, pretty easy, pretty...
Yeah, well, I read 6 books in the last hour. So.
Yeah, well, the cool thing was, too, I'm not aware of that whole spiral lore either. So I don't know what's going on here. But I am actually super excited because the Huntress is actually one of my favorite
characters.
Kind of good, bad character. Yeah. So I'm actually kind of glad. Well, we knew she was coming back in the Birds of Prey, but it seems like they're mixing it in. Does it seem like some of the stories are sort of tying now?
Some of them are, and some of them still are not, and I'll get to that.
We're going to get to that all over the place. What? But yeah, because Exactly, yeah. Continue.
Yes.
Spiral. So, Spiral.
Right. Now, they didn't go into too much detail about how he got out, but, you know, Batman was more or less like, you just got out of Spiral. Like, you just got your identity back. You sure you want to, like, jump right back into being Nightwing? And he's, next thing you know, it's two panels later, and he's wearing a suit. He's like, I'm going
to
do this.
That's one of those things that would have been cool to, like, see in a series or like, you know what I mean? Because he was totally, Dick Grayson's giving the speech, like, oh, Nightwing. And then that happened. And that was the panel everyone was posting on Instagram and stuff, like, ooh, Nightwing's back.
Yes.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because seeing Nightwing number one on the shelf or in the checklist, or being announced 2 months ago, people had no idea it was coming back.
I'm telling you.
All right, so what do we think, number-wise, on Nightwing?
Quick, before we move along, about the whole, like, tying in and not tying in, obviously there's a Batman appearance.
Correct.
Once again, here's Batman in now what is seemingly his who knows how many appearances and how many books that have nothing to do with anything to do with any other appearance that Batman has made yet. My opinion. But yeah, actually,
It was restricted to the Batcave, though, so
a couple of them have been, like when the Flash pops into the Batcave, you know, so but we'll get to more of Batman later as we proceed. Actually, kind of up there for me. I'm gonna put it. I'm in the 8.85 range, honestly. I'm gonna say 8.5 solid, just because I enjoy the solid origin. So I'll leave it there.
I like the fact that they went through a lot of that and they wrapped it up with a nice, neat little bow. Super excited to see what's coming. Overall, though, maybe 7.5 will go for me.
8.5 and 7.5.
You gonna write that for everything?
Well, eventually, when we put these up on the site, we'll combine the scores when I plug them in, and it'll give, you know, the group score will be. So when I put this on the site, it'll be an 8.
Yeah, we all know how averages work.
Do we?
Yes. All right. Next on the list is Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. Now, obviously, we have ranted and raved about the other Green Lanterns book featuring Sam Bees.
Simon. And Jessica Cruz.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We've ranted and raved about how good that is.
Uh-oh.
This one. Oh, it's gone. It opens up.
Right.
And Sinestro is bringing in a new planet. It's a terrible name. It's like War Planet or something stupid like that. And then
is that what Warlord is? Is that the planet or the thing?
What do you mean thing? Because the core of the planet is Parallax,
right?
Which gives off the yellow light, which, you know, strengthens the yellow core. Blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring it into place. Sinestro looks very old in this. He looks a little haggard.
I think that was part of the deal, though, the whole, like, it took everything out of him to do what he did to get where he is.
It could very well could be.
Ish.
And basically, this one seemed shorter than the rest, because it was basically bringing War World or War Planet, whatever the hell the name of it is, putting it in place of Oa. And then they go to a dead planet where Hal Jordan is kind of narrating, like,
War World.
Yeah, that's just a weak name. I feel like they could have had something better.
Yeah.
And it's basically Hal Jordan, I don't want to say trapped at a dead planet, but
it almost sort of reminded me of when Barry on the, this is the TV show now, or maybe even Wally, like, being trapped in the Speed Force.
Right.
It almost seems like Hal is trapped in the green light.
In the Will Force.
Will Force, dig it.
And he's got to keep reminding himself who he is. He doesn't forget. Yeah, doesn't disappear.
It was very Wally West.
Yeah. And it was, maybe it was just me, but this one seemed really short, and it basically just ended with,
it was super short. Not as super explanatory as I wanted it to be, but you know what I did dig was the art.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the better drawn comics, I think, so far, to be honest. Which, probably not going to get a ton of points for that, but I want to make sure that it's duly noted.
Make a sure.
Yeah. And then they actually, so we'll get to the part where So he basically had stolen a gauntlet and took the blame and the rap. And again, I don't know the whole story, so I'm probably not the guy to be talking.
Well,
but
the Green Lanterns were becoming feared. Uh-huh. And in order to, I guess, help the Corps save face, Hal Jordan took the blame for everything they've been blamed for. That's weird saying.
Yeah.
He stole this Will Gauntlet?
Or? Yeah, it was it's Krona's Gauntlet.
Yes, there you go. They called it. So he stole that, which it seems to me like the gist I got was that gauntlet gives you the power of a Green Lantern without actually having a ring.
Right, but it's too powerful, and that's what sort of like wrapped him up into this wherever he may be thing.
Correct. And then, I don't know if that's kind of what maybe overpowered, and that's why he was so
right. And then
basically was pumping himself back up
because he thought he was like a construct himself, and then he didn't know how to get out, and blah blah blah, and he's reflecting on old things with like the Guardians and. Guardians of the Universe, not the galaxy.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Oa, before it blew up.
Bingo.
Yeah, it was basically just him narrating, pumping himself up to, like, we can do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Yeah, let's do it, you know.
Yeah, I have a hammer now.
You're not the only one, Thor.
But that was the thing, though. Where did he get, did he construct everything, and then that became a ring made of his will?
That's what it sounded like.
That's what it looked like.
It's kind of like the gist I got. Well, here's
because it looked like he had like a will, like to like live? Concentrated ingot. You know what I mean?
Could be.
And then he hit that with a hammer, forged a ring.
Well, and here's the thing: since the destruction of Oa, the Green Lantern Corps is gone, or they're hiding somewhere. He's the only one in the
scattered.
Book.
Right.
And when he takes that hammer and smashes it down, it sends a shockwave through the rest of the Corps, so Sinestro feels it.
Right.
The White Lantern.
Kyle Rayner.
He feels it.
Correct.
The other lady from...
The Guardian of the Galaxy.
I'm just...
The Guardian actually does... She makes a mention... This is a real person, by the way. That there was a tremor in the green light of will. What?
I was trying to think of Star Wars.
There's tremor in the Force?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she... What?
You know what's super annoying about every single one of these?
Snickers.
Yes.
Yep.
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, 4-page Snickers ad.
Every single book that's come out.
When I was reading Stupid
Nightwing. I actually did want to have a little chat about that. Yeah, you think it's like a panel almost?
Yeah, I like got through 2 pages of the 4-page ad before I'm like, this is not part of the
Batman
fucking
and Superman
story.
Again?
Yeah, I was super.
Doomsday? Like, jeez.
All right. I don't need. There are way too many ads in these. I understand they're probably making a killing because it's a super popular, like, thing right
well,
now,
before it was the 2-page Overwatch middle page, so
that's better than a 4-page Snickers.
I guess. Anywho,
I'm all flustered. I lost my train.
So he forges a ring. He doesn't know why it took him so long to make it. Says the oath.
So long. He hit it once.
Yeah. Well, it took him long to figure it out. He kind of gave himself a little shit over it, I guess.
Well, yeah, because the Guardians on Oa. I've always said that, you know, they're the only ones that can make a ring, because if anyone else did, it could be misused and over, you know, blah blah blah. And he was like, I don't know why he waited so long to prove him wrong. Bang.
Yeah.
And then
you can almost hear the gong sound. Anyways,
they put it in there with a little spring loaded gong. Overall,
so I think this book is gonna get way better.
Oh, I think so too. But as a first impression, I feel it was a bit lacking.
It reminds me of the Wonder Woman, sort of like, oh, where, what's going on, you know.
Because you have such high hopes, and it's kind of like,
we're Nightwing. I wasn't one of the highly anticipators.
It's like when you're a kid, and you get your first snake firecracker. You're like, oh, this is going to be the best. And you light it, and it's like, psst. You're like, all right, that was.
Yeah, there was a fizzle.
Yeah, that was bad.
So for me, I'm doing, I mean, a 6.
I can agree with that.
I mean, I'm almost... I want to go higher based on just art, because it was pretty good. I like the way it was drawn, but I think it's going to get better, so I'm just going to stick with that for right now and call it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I actually agree.
6 as well?
Yeah.
Pair of 6s.
That was neat. All right, now on to
The other highly anticipated,
New Superman number one.
There he is, starring Kong.
Is that his name?
Kong.
What was the kid he was picking on? Fatso. Fat boy.
Yeah.
Zing Zang or Ling Lu?
Lizing. Luau Lizing.
All right.
I'm not really great with Asian American names or Chinese names or whatever.
Well, let's just get to
I guess they're just Chinese. They're not.
We kind of touched on it earlier, and this is definitely not the only book that it's done in, but it seems like a lot of comics do this, and it just makes me nuts. When they'll write an entire paragraph with a little asterisk, and then you check, and it's like, spoken in Chinese, or spoken in Mandarin. Like,
right. Just so you know, we're speaking.
Yeah, just so you know, we're
speaking Mandarin here.
Right, yeah. It's like,
all the blue words are in English. Oh, thanks.
So stupid. Yeah. Drives me nuts, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. So this starts out with
Kenan Kung. Kenan.
I gotta open it.
Well, I know his name's
Kenan.
Kenan Kong, and the other one is Luau Lizing or
Lizen.
Yeah, however you would say that.
Lixen.
No, Lixen is very American saying.
Yeah, Lizen.
Yeah. So, we're going to go with that. And basically, long of the short is Kenan is a bully.
Yes.
And once again, it kind of bothers me again that he's in high school. Ugh.
I didn't even think about that until just now.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, dude, can't you just find a 22-year-old? You know, can't you find a college student? It's always going to be a 17-year-old, and then he's hitting on the professional
journalist.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe when you graduate high school, look me up. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And
other than that, I mean, in all honesty, I thought the story wasn't really horrible.
No, not at all.
I just thought the dialogue was poor. I thought he's getting interviewed and he keeps accidentally calling the kid he picks on fat boy. You know what I mean?
That's what he always calls him.
Yeah, I guess, but like you can't say wow for 5 minutes. So yeah, while he's picking on the kid, the blue condor shows up. He hits him in the head with
a
Coca-Cola can or whatever it was, Power Cola, who cares?
Yeah, soda.
So he kind of makes an impression, and for some reason, I feel like there's more to this story. Like, why did that guy just... Why did the blue condor fly away if he's an evildoer? And he's holding Fat Boy, and then you whip a can of soda at him, hits him in the temple.
Well, let's back up here. Okay. Lau.
Right.
His family... His father is the CEO of the airline in China.
Right.
So, what was his... The blue condor?
Yeah.
He's a notorious supervillain in China that goes around picking on the 1%ers, the upper class. So that could be why he targeted Fat Boy. We're just going to call him Fat Boy.
That's exactly why he did. Right.
So, and now the reason that...
All this is monologued in Mandarin, by the way.
Right. Oh, I'm speaking in Mandarin right now.
Unless you see blue, I'm speaking Mandarin.
So yes, Kenan... The part of the reason he picks on Fat Boy is because his mother went down on a plane when he was a kid. Why do you got...
So there was a plane crash on which his mother was a passenger.
And he knows it's not Fat Boy's father's fault, but he... still holds some resentment and therefore picks on the child.
Because that's what bullies do.
Exactly. Now, as he, of course, you know, in true 21st century culture, the second anything happens, everyone whips their phones out and starts recording. So when the blue condor comes in and picks up the kid, Kenan whips a pop can at his face and he drops the kid and flies away. So, of course, the reporters all want to talk to him, and his dad, on the other hand, is a huge conspiracy nut.
Right.
Did you write down the name of the society?
Yes. Ministry of Self-Reliance.
Yes. So, his father is part of a group who have been trying to publish a, an article, paper, whatever, on this basically what you would think of as like an Illuminati type society that runs everything.
Right.
Come to find out, they're the ones who are watching Keenan and are like, hey, this kid's got the right stuff. And it almost seemed really? Like a Captain America origins. You know, they had the big container, they put him in, and then they hit the button and zap.
Yeah, they basically this her name was Dr. Omen, which was an awesome name.
Like, right.
How generic can we get? She basically approaches him, gives him the business. Well, this is actually right after Keenan and his father have the argument, blah, blah, blah. So Keenan goes to visit his mother's grave, and Omen sees him there and sort of mentions that he hasn't been there in a while, gives him the sales pitch. And then when he finally, when she finally says she's with the Ministry of Self-Reliance, that's when Keenan is finally like, oh, you know what? Screw my dad. I'm doing it. So he goes there. They kind of give him the suit. They tell him, you know, we kind of now have the ability to
replicate Superman's powers.
Right, correct. Now that he's not here magically, so that's weird. So, anywho. So they go for it.
Yeah, and, you know, again, halfway through, the machine starts to shake, rattle, and roll, and Keenan comes flying out.
Well, if the machine doesn't destroy itself, then they'll be able to make 10 Supermans, so...
Right, yeah.
It's kind of the way it's got to go.
And then he comes out, and he has, you know, he's floating, you know, he flew out, and he's just floating there, and, you know, he uses his accidentally heat vision to blast the laboratory, and like, hey, you and you, suit up and go get him. And who is it nonetheless than the Batman and Wonder Woman of China? Like, dude, come on.
Yeah, Bat-Man,
yeah.
By the way.
And I believe it was Wonder-2. No?
I don't know. But it was Wonder Woman of China.
Yeah.
So.
And, again, I know I've said this a couple of times already. Like, I am all for introducing new characters, but make them new characters. Don't just keep rehashing.
Right. I mean, I can almost dig, like, the whole, like, Superman thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't see the reason for...
Now we're going to have a Chinese Justice
League. Dude, you can totally make somebody with... Let's just say the equivalent powers of a Wonder Woman, but you don't have to call her Wonder Woman of China.
Right.
Like, that's really too long of a name to be a superhero.
I mean, they're probably one of the longest documented civilizations on the planet. I'm sure you can go through their history and find somebody to base these characters off of.
There's got to be a name.
I mean, even in their fairy tales.
There's got to be a cool, like, there's got to be a cool name. This is way better than Wonder Woman of China written in blue letters.
Well, that's so you know they're speaking English.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, I mean, overall, I didn't hate it. I just hated certain things about it.
Yeah, see, me, I wanted to like it, and I didn't. I also didn't hate it.
Right.
Maybe it's going to get better. This Batman and Wonder Woman thing is... I'm not necessarily
digging.
Into it at all, so... I don't know if this is going to get better or worse, unless these characters turn out to be awesome.
Well, here's how this goes. You keep buying them, I'll keep reading them.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to stay up on it for sure. I mean, from this one till the last one they print, no matter how bad it is. But I think it might get better. I mean, I didn't hate it. I didn't mind the art. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of it is.
No, I mean, overall, I didn't hate it. It just annoys me that they can't just... bring new characters in. It's always got to be rehashed versions of old characters.
I hated the fact that the kid is a bully. I mean, not really, but he's not just a bully. He's, you know, an arrogant, cocky piece of shit, really. I mean, it's not even like he's got decent qualities. He whipped a pop can at a flying guy in a blue suit and should have been killed, but whatever. I think that might have been some type of a test.
The Blue Condor probably... he knew the kid had heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah.
No, but, well, they were obviously watching, and
yeah, I'm thinking the ministry actually... Yeah,
orchestrated the whole thing.
Right. I think that was the whole thing, and again, they didn't tell you, and maybe they will.
Right.
Whatever, but I just, you know, again, Shoot. Hey. Again, I just think, find us somebody in their 20s. B, it doesn't have to be a really bad person. I mean, you know, not the kind of bad qualities in a good way. They were just bad qualities in a bad way. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm in the neighborhood of a 4 on this book.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's the lowest for me so far. And it was one of the ones I kind of wanted to see the most. Maybe the low numbers because of my disappointment.
Ooh. I'm actually like 6.5.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. Felt like I had a little more to offer than the Green Lantern.
I mean, yes, kind of, but I hated so much of it. It's fueling my anger.
Making your blood boil.
It is. It's making my shit hot here.
Hell.
Hey.
Who? So that was week 6. Week 7, we'll start out with...
Oh, also, though, let's just honorable mentions week 6 was we had Action 959 came out, Detective 936, The Flash number 2, and Wonder Woman number 2, which we'll be reading and keeping up with those when we get to probably the 4th or 5th issue. We'll probably, as the number 1s die off, we'll start keeping up with the series.
Right. Right. Or if there's something notable that happens.
Yeah, if something huge comes up, obviously, we'll discuss.
Week 7, Batgirl Birds of Prey. This one basically opens up with Batgirl, and, you know, she's just taking down some thugs on the rooftop of
Gotham.
Taking
down perps.
Doing her thing. I like the inclusion of, you know, like current technology with the fingerprint scanner on the cell phone and... But, you know, she's doing her own interrogation of these guys. Like, hey, where did you, what's going on? Who hired you? What are you doing?
Right.
Come to find out, they were ordered to do this by Oracle. Now, for those of you who have been paying attention, Batgirl is Oracle. Dun, dun, dun. So, of course, now we know that there's someone else out there posing as Oracle.
Word.
So she feels like she needs to get the Birds of Prey back together. And for those of you not paying attention, the Birds of Prey are Batgirl and Black Canary.
Your favorite character.
I thoroughly enjoyed the Black Canary.
She's high
run.
Up there for you.
Yeah, very much so. And I do like that they kept her look. They kept the same kind of backstory as far as like the band, and she kind of left them because she, you know, for their own good, because she was bringing too much heat down, blah-bitty, blah-bitty. I do like that they kept that. So they team up to find out who this new Oracle person is. Now, this book, we also get our second glimpse at the Huntress.
Right, which is actually kind of a big deal. Well, she also makes some key notes about Spiral. And see, this is kind of I feel like Nightwing now and Batgirl are sort of tying. I mean, I don't want to say tying in, but there's definitely going to be a good reason to read both of them. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Because as of right now, you could pretty much almost pick up any title and read it solo, and you ain't missing much. Because if you just want to see the new Superman, like, who cares? Well, he's in China. Forget that. If you just want to read something else, you know, almost nothing has really been detrimental for you to read something else beforehand. Although, now... Let me make my hugest problem with Batgirl and the Birds of Prey is that legit, on like the first page or the second page, they make a note of like, oh, if you want to find out what we meant when we said this here, pick up Batgirl number 1 when it comes out July 27th. Oh, really? That's in 2 fucking weeks. So why are you telling me something that happened in 2 weeks? Know what I mean?
I do.
I was like, seriously, like, then why didn't you release this in 2 weeks and give me Batgirl today?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, ugh.
Hashtag ugh.
Seriously.
Hashtag SRLSY.
Hashtag grr Mondays. But no, it was just, there's been a couple of these instances where it's like, oh, we wanted to release this book first just because, I guess. Because, I mean, why would you release a book and then allude to things that haven't even happened yet that happened in the past? Anyways, carry on.
You know, this one kind of slightly reminiscent to basically the like the Nightwing. They give you a nice backstory.
Right. She kind of, yeah, she goes a little flashbacky, which is cool because not everybody might be super familiar with her whole shtick. Right.
How she became, or you know, she was Batgirl, then she was Oracle, and then now she's Batgirl again, blah, right. blah, blah. And it was basically when she became Oracle that she teamed up with Black Canary and formed the Birds of Prey because she could no longer do the stuff because she was in a wheelchair, so she right. needed eyes on the street while she was...
And someone to karate kick people.
Right. So that's how that all came together.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, now they're just going on the hunt trying to find who... is posing as the new Oracle.
Right. So they run down a name, which Canary keeps calling Pepperoni, which I kind of love that
Stop part. It. You're making my stomach grumble.
It was pretty funny.
It was.
So, but then as this is all going on, Huntress is also running down a list, and on that list is the same guy, Taroni, I think his name was.
Correct.
Louis Taroni. And when they go to apprehend this guy... They run into her there because she's looking to put an arrow in him.
Right. Which was actually one of my favorite parts. And they're like, well, we need to interrogate him. She's like, well, you better hurry up because yeah. he's about to get an arrow through his skull.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. I think the writing in this book was pretty good.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think most of the dialogue is actually it's more purposeful than most of these books have been, to be honest. Yeah. You would expect a super high quality, and I don't think we've gotten it very much. Nightwing wasn't bad. There's some good stuff in there. But I think Birds of Prey is...
For the last 2 weeks, it's definitely the breakout star, I guess.
Of these six, I can tell you right now, this one's my favorite.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and it even goes back to, like, we were talking about her flashbacks, when she was talking about when the Joker... shot her, which is how she, mm-hmm. you know, got to the, you know, be in a wheelchair and become Oracle, you know, and she was basically describing the situation, which is like, she said, I didn't even look at his white face or the red smile. It was the Hawaiian shirt.
Right. Thing. Yeah. That was actually a super,
yeah. I can't even eat marshmallows anymore. Like she, that whole couple of panels was very personal. It just, yeah. I know it's a fictional character, but,
and again, really pretty good out. Art once again.
Oh
I,
yeah.
I liked it.
Yep.
And, that's about all I got on this one. This one's definitely, I'm sure, out of what we've picked up so far, this is going to be one of the, I don't want to say few, that everyone probably will enjoy, but this definitely is.
Agreed.
You know?
So, numbers.
I'm pretty, I don't know. I might be just basing this on high hopes, but I'm 8.5 to a 9, maybe a 9.
I'm 8.5 easily, yeah.
You know, I think we'll, I'll keep it 8.5. We'll, you know what? I'm going 9. I'm going crazy.
So it's like an 8.75?
Yep.
Ruh-roh. We need to add a decimal to our site.
It does have decimals. It won't.
It only has one.
Yeah, it won't do
we have to add
two
space.
Decimal places, yeah. So, anywho, it'll be a 9.7.
All right, next one is the Justice League number one.
Just skip it.
Well, here's the thing. We did the Justice League number one last time because that was a one-shot that apparently has nothing to do with anything.
That was 2 weeks ago. And then 2 weeks later, they come out with Justice League number one, which is almost legitimately the same as the first Justice League number one, except for a little different.
Well, let's explain that.
Except for this one's all over the world instead of in one city.
I do want to... See, here's the thing. The last one was the giant bug invasion that they all tried to combat, I guess.
Right.
This one...
With teleportation tubes.
Right. This one, basically, you know, it opens up with Wonder Woman in Germany.
Russia.
Yes, it is Russia. I'm sorry. And she's, you know, breaking up a war, and then all of a sudden, boom, like everything gets destroyed. And it's like, she's like, yeah, that wasn't me. And then you come to find out a couple of pages later that there's these massive earthquakes going on around the globe. So you got each hero in the book kind of trying to take care of their cities or other cities around the world, and then, you know, move on to the next, to the next, to the next, to try and
do what they can.
Save lives, basically. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they're trying to figure out why the planet is basically not imploding, but, you know, every single plate is shifting at the same time, causing massive tsunamis, massive earthquakes, blah, blah, blah. And then, this is the only similarity between the two Justice Leagues. In Gotham, for some weird reason, there's this weird giant bug, and it spawns all these little bugs. And I think that this is the pre of what was supposed to be 2 weeks ago, maybe?
I honestly am...
The bugs look totally kind of different.
I'm more confused than I was with the one shot
now.
And I have, like, a couple other, like, quirks on this one, and that's the fact that basically, you have Jessica and Simon flying around, putting constructs up all over cities.
China.
But then they were, well,
they were there to see the
Beijing,
bourbon.
And then they went to Hong Kong or something, whatever they were doing. They went to Hong Kong to try and combat it. And everyone sort of started what looked like being taken over by rage in the other books.
Right.
You know?
Right.
When they were kind of raging out. But it's not. It's some other type of mind control over the populace. And then all of a sudden, their rings don't work. Cut to the Flash. All of a sudden, I can't run. Cut to Wonder Woman. She still got all her powers. What's going on here?
Did she?
Yeah, because she knocks them all out. She's like, oh, you guys are the Kindred? That's right. Yeah, I'm Wonder Woman.
See, now that's funny because there's a similar... they're not called the Kindred, but in the Bombshells book, there is a very similar undead army called the Tenebrae, I believe. Mm. And it's very weird because half the time I was reading this, I'm like, maybe that wasn't Wonder Woman. But now that I'm thinking about it, there's Bombshells.
Well,
they all seem to be losing their powers. Yeah, you're right, except for Wonder Woman and Batman, but he doesn't have powers.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. He's cool.
His powers are technology.
And awesomeness.
Like me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so... I don't know. I just, once again, now you have some type of global cataclysmic event happening, and in all of these other books, nothing's happening.
Yeah, not a mention.
So, I'm interested, this week also in our list is, I believe, Aquaman number 3 came out.
And seems early.
Nope, it's out. Aquaman number 3
mm-hmm.
is out this week, so we'll be reading that, and then probably in... 4 more weeks when the 5th one comes out, we'll have that up. But in Justice League number 1 here, Atlantis crumbles to the ground. So...
Right.
What's going
with
on?
With no mention of the embassy that just crumbled
right,
to the
ground. When we go to Aquaman right now, I'm eager to see what happens, so stay tuned.
Yeah, like if this...
Which I'm guessing Atlantis doesn't crumble to the ground.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if this whole event is supposed to reset the entire universe, and, like, why is it that some of the books... are seemingly connected and others are just
right. I mean, to be honest and not to be a hater of the League, we don't even need a Justice League book at this point in time.
Not yet.
I don't even
they
think
could have each had their individual stories then formed.
Yeah, they're waiting until like September to bring in like Suicide Squad and Supergirl or whatever. They should have just waited and formed the Justice League later, let all these guys do their thing right now. I mean, this Justice League book I think is it's borderline ridiculous.
And
right
I don't
now.
Know if you were doing it, but like the current Justice League that they had out was pretty good.
Yeah, the JLA.
Yeah, wasn't.
I was on fully it, and then I think I kind of lost track after like the 7th or 8th issue or something. Did they end the run?
I think they did in order to bring this in. Mm. So I don't know if it was just a miniseries.
No,
or whatever,
I was liking
but,
that.
I liked it.
I didn't get that far. Superman was one of my favorite characters in that one, which is not the case for me normally.
Right.
So, anywho.
So, what are we thinking?
I got another 4 coming out of my mouth.
Ooh.
I mean, and not for... I mean, I think the book is, again... There's nothing wrong with the book. There's only wrong with Rebirth. If I was reading that book and there was no other Rebirth book going on, I'd be like, this ain't bad.
Right.
Let's see what's going on. The world's falling apart. But the fact is, the world isn't falling apart. It's only falling apart in one of your, what are we up to now? 8, 9 titles out? 10 titles out?
At least, yeah.
12? I mean, geez.
No more than 14.
And I mean, there might be 16. And you got one book, everything's going to shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now we're going to get to the Hellblazer, which is John Constantine. And he's off in merry old England eating crumpets and stuff, and there's no earthquakes. What's going on?
Yet.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Well, for me, I don't even know. I'll just five right down the middle. Boom.
Oh.
Because I don't want to think about it anymore, because I didn't even really think about it that way.
Yeah. I just, like I said, with the just nonsensical storyline, and once again, I mean, does the whole world have to be falling apart to need the Justice League? I mean, what happened to just, you know, battling Doomsday or something?
I mean, right.
I don't know. Yeah, at this point, I think the Justice League is, like, too big for its own britches, and there's nothing that they can do other than a global extinction to need all these guys together. I mean, I don't get it.
It might be. I am going to probably sound pretty ignorant here.
Yep.
With the Hellblazer.
Yep.
But, I mean, it opens up with John Constantine fighting with basically what seems to be a second-rate Hell Rider. I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
It's just a demon.
Well, reminded me of Hell Rider for some reason.
Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider, yes.
Hey, there he is.
Told you, that sound ignorant.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's like, ugh. I don't know. He reminds me of Ghost Rider crossed with Predator almost. With the stupid teeth and the eyes, and
some of the art that character's drawn very well, and some of it is kind of cartoony, which is weird.
Yeah,
because you'll catch a panel where it's like, man, that's detailed and awesome.
Right. Well, I mean, he's throwing people down to what was it, Erebus?
Yeah.
Hmm. But you know, he basically was talking him out of it, like, well, I mean, everyone down there is waiting for me to come. And
yeah,
meet
but that's
him
the. I mean, I don't know if you know anything about Constantine.
Not much.
Did you watch the show at all, or see the character on?
I know a little bit,
like the TV.
The TV.
Yeah.
No.
I like this book. You might not.
I didn't say I hated it. I just the one demon just was weird to me. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, he might have been a smidge lame, but again, it's sort of this one is. I don't want to say an origin, but it's, again, obviously it's a new chapter in the Constantine story. But if you're not overly familiar with the Constantine story, which I'm also not, I mean, I know him from a few book appearances and some TV, you know, and obviously TV's TV. So, it's just, they didn't really explain everything about him, but they don't not explain anything. So it's kind of right in the middle for me as far as origin goes. But otherwise, yeah. I thought the book was pretty good. I mean, it basically just sets him up in London is basically what this book is doing, which he was banished from by your Ghost Rider.
Right. He was banished.
Which is not the Ghost Rider.
Well, that's what they started out with in here was, you know, how he got banished. It was basically, that was the compromise. All right, I'm not going to send you to Erebus, but...
Yeah.
You're not allowed in London. Right. There's a curse. There's a hex. I hex thee.
You ain't got to go to hell, but you can't stay here.
Right. So he sends them to New York. Mm-hmm. And since they don't have Chicago pizza, it's kind of like hell already.
Right.
Then
finally he gives up and wants to go home.
Yeah. He finds a way to basically lift the curse. And as soon as he shows up, he starts to feel ill.
That's the curse of his soul being ripped from his body.
Right. The weird demon with pantaloons on decides to come back and say, hey, man, I thought we had a deal. What's going on?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he's just quietly drawing his voodoo on the ground.
Right.
And
he
drops the little blood down and opens up the gates of hell, maybe? I don't know.
So my weird part on this was, how did Wonder Woman and Shazam find out?
Yeah, I have no idea. They didn't explain that.
I had to flip back and forth from the panels.
To see if you missed a page?
I thought I was on a fucking Snickers commercial again.
Right? Yeah, it was a little
weird.
And
then Swamp Thing shows up and all hell breaks loose.
I did like that.
No pun intended.
Well, mostly.
Because all hell was breaking loose.
Mostly I did like that because I do like Swamp Thing quite a bit.
No, it was cool. I was into it.
But I don't know if you've ever read the original Alan Moore Swamp Thing stuff.
No.
And even, like, with the new DC run of Swamp Thing that's currently out, back the originals, he talked very much only a word or two at a time. and it's drawn like that. It's, you know, two words, dot, dot, dot,
right.
Word, dot, dot, dot. In the Swamp Thing run they're doing now, he's almost doing full sentences. In here, they didn't even touch on him, like, not speaking, you know.
Right, he's just...
like a plant, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just like, hey, guys, yeah, I'm going to just go see how this works out. Let's do this. Boom.
Right.
And that is my only annoyance, but other than that, I still think Swamp Thing rules.
Good enough. Done and done.
So, when does Swamp Thing number one come out?
I, you know what? For all we know, this is actually might be a thing.
I don't think so, because the new the current run is actually still going. I just got the new one
a week or two ago. A minute ago, at least.
Well, either way, back to Constantine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not all that much to it, really.
Yeah, there's not a ton to it anyways, so it's kind of one of those things, you know?
Yeah, it's just it's a brief explanation of John Constantine's basically being exiled from London and him coming back. That's basically about it. Not too much goes on either side of that story.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hate it. Artwork's a little, like you said, a little on the cartoony side.
Right, at times, but then sometimes it was pretty detailed.
Yeah, which, again, is not bad. It's, you know, there's there wasn't much there for me.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh, what'd you read? What are you seeing?
Well, apparently this Hellblazer number one is a one-shot because 1 month from now, Hellblazer number one comes out.
That is so annoying.
See, but I don't... Well, actually, I'm looking at this checklist for... Well, no, this is all Rebirth. See, if it's like Suicide Squad Rebirth is coming out on August 3rd, I think all the character colon Rebirth is a one-shot,
right.
It looks like.
Yeah.
And then, because I see Deathstroke, Rebirth number one, August 10th, and then I see Deathstroke number one, August 24th.
Right, and if you look at Harley Quinn number one, it's August 13th, and then 2 weeks later, Harley Quinn number two. It doesn't say Rebirth on either of them, so.
Right.
It only took us a month and a half, but we figured it out.
Super annoying, though, because there's no, like, indicate, you know, like I said with the, because, you know, Justice League number one came out this week, and when I was at the store picking it up, I wanted to pick up the variant as well, and I'm looking at four different covers for Justice League number one, and I had to physically open the books to make sure that the two were the two I had already and the two were the new ones. Like Scott said before, should have just called them number zero.
Yeah.
You know? Or just call the next one number two, you dicks. You know?
Yeah, take that, you dicks.
Yeah. Yeah, stick that up there.
Ew.
Anyways. So, Constantine I kind of liked. I thought it could have been a little bit better. The variant cover is terrible. But other than that, I think the book was all right. It probably will get better, but I don't know. I wasn't, like, overly impressed, and I actually like the character, so I'm in the six.
I'll go five.
Yeah, I mean, six is a pretty good score, actually, really.
It was just kind of there. I mean, it didn't really float me either way.
Right. So I'll probably go through and try and decipher at some point in time which ones are officially one-shots and which ones are number ones. And then when we're putting them up on the site, we'll try and, I don't know, we'll do something. Not this weekend, probably next weekend, maybe if we sit down on a Saturday.
Yeah, someone could be listening a month from now. You don't need to specify days.
Whatever. They don't care. We're just talking here.
Hey, I'm just talking.
Hey, talking to you.
So, yeah, I'm done, if you're done.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, that's really it. Other than hating the Snickers ads, that's pretty much all I got.
All right, then. Well, there you have it. That was Rebirth 6 and 7, as far as weeks go. And you can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. Or you can follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Review and Roast.
Dig it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
I was, but I changed my mind.
Well, all right then. Until next time, have a good week.